Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the World News. The headlines. India and UAE condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism, pledge to double bilateral trade to $200 billion by 2032. India achieves record electronics exports of $47 billion in 2025. 26 people killed and 81 missing after a massive fire in Karachi, Pakistan. Powerful explosion claims 7 lives in Sher-e-Nau area of Afghan capital Kabul. And first leg of Khelo India Winter Games 2026 to begin today at Leh in Ladakh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan have condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. Briefing the media about the meeting, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the two leaders emphasized that no country should provide safe haven to those who finance, plan, support or commit terrorist acts. Mr. Misri said both leaders agreed to continue cooperation within the framework of the Financial Action Task Force to counter terror financing and strengthen anti-money laundering efforts.
The two leaders also had the opportunity to exchange views in detail on regional developments in West Asia, and they expressed support for all efforts in promoting peace, security, stability and prosperity in the region. They unequivocally condemned cross-border terrorism and for the perpetrators, supporters and financiers of all acts of terrorism to be brought to justice.
The Foreign Secretary said India and UAE have agreed for establishment of a supercomputing cluster in India. He said both sides have also agreed to double bilateral trade to $200 billion by 2032. They also directed their teams to work towards connecting micro, small and medium sector enterprises. They called for the expeditious implementation of key initiatives such as the Bharat Mart, the Virtual Trade Corridor and the Bharat Africa Setu to promote MSME products across the Middle East, West Asia, Africa and the Eurasia region. International Monetary Fund, IMF, has raised India's economic growth projection for 2025 by 0.7 percentage point to 7.3%. In World Economic Outlook update, IMF said upward revision reflects strong momentum in the fourth quarter of this fiscal year. Meanwhile, IMF projected 6.4% growth in the next financial year of 2026-27, adding that despite the expected moderation, India remains a key driver of growth among emerging market and developing economies. It said global growth projected to hold steady at 3.3% in 2026, supported by easing trade tensions, accommodative financial conditions, and a surge in investment linked to technology, particularly artificial intelligence. The IMF said the inflation in India expected to go back to near target levels after a marked decline in 2025, driven by subdued food prices, offering additional support to domestic demand. India has achieved a record electronics exports of $47 billion in 2025. In a social media post, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw informed that around $30 billion came from the production-linked incentive-driven smartphone exports. He said that electronics is the third largest export item of the country. The minister further said that electronic exports has increased 11 times since 2015. He added that 25 lakh new jobs were also created with strong women participation, opportunities for MSMEs and long-term skilling of the youth. Indian Navy ship INS Sudarshini will embark on a 10-month transoceanic expedition on the voyage of Lokayan 26 today. More details from our correspondent.
The ship will sail over 22,000 nautical miles, visiting 18 foreign ports across 13 countries during the voyage. It will participate in Escale Asset in France and Sail 250 in New York, USA. Over 200 Indian Navy and Indian Coast Guard trainees will undergo intensive sail training, gaining invaluable experience in long-range ocean navigation and traditional seamanship at sea. The naval ship will also participate in training interactions and maritime partnership engagements with the navies of visiting countries. This will strengthen maritime cooperation and advance the vision of mutual and holistic advancement for security and growth across regions, Mahasagar.
Renu Kataria for World News. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. In Pakistan, 26 people have died and up to 81 are missing after a massive fire engulfed Gul Plaza on Karachi's MA Jinnah Road, leaving the building structurally unsafe for general access. The blaze, which began late on January 17, was controlled after nearly 34 hours with rescue operations still ongoing. Authorities have recovered 26 bodies so far, with DNA testing underway to identify victims. Survivors reported about locked exits and major safety lapses which trapped people inside. The Sindh government has announced 10 million rupees in compensation for families of the victims. In Afghanistan, 7 people were killed, including a Chinese national, where a dozen wounded in an explosion at a restaurant in Kabul's Sher-e-Nawa area. The blast occurred at a restaurant run jointly by Chinese, Muslims and Afghans. Afghan branch of the Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, saying that it was carried out by a suicide bomber. In Iran, 4,029 people were killed and more than 26,000 detained in a nationwide protest crackdown, said the Human Rights Activist News Agency. Most of the dead were demonstrators, including children, though the toll cannot be independently verified. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi had his invitation to speak at the World Economic Forum at Davos, Switzerland, withdrawn over the killings. The Munich Security Conference separately withdrew its invitation for the Iranian government official over the crackdown. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei acknowledged several thousand deaths, blamed the United States and officials, warned of harsh punishments for protesters, raising fears of execution. The first leg of Khelo India Winter Games 2026 will begin today in Leh, Ladakh. More than 1,000 men and women athletes, including coaches, technical officials, will participate in this edition. The new attraction of this year is the introduction of figure skating, which is an Olympic event. More details from our correspondent.
Figure skating, an Olympic sport, has been introduced from this edition in addition to the existing speed skating and short track skating. National level Khelo India Winter Games is being organized under the Khelo India scheme since 2020, and Ladakh has been hosting it ever since it constituted the game. Ice hockey event will be held at India's Ice Hockey Stadium and Ice Hockey Ring of Ladakh's Kaur Regimental Center in Pyeong, while Gupuk Frozen Pond has been selected for ice skating events. Ahead of the event, Lieutenant Governor Kavinder Gupta yesterday visited all three venues and reviewed all the arrangements. He directed to ensure seamless and flawless Khelo India Winter Games 2026 and zero inconvenience to the participants. Yangchen Dolma for Akashwani from Leh, Ladakh.
Speaking about the Games, Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya said that the Khelo India Winter Games will create an avenue for athletes to compete and excel in winter sports. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and UAE condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism, pledged to double bilateral trade to $200 billion by 2032. India achieves record electronics exports of $47 billion in 2025, 26 people killed and 81 missing after a massive fire in Karachi, Pakistan. Powerful explosion claimed 7 lives in Sher-e-Nau area of Afghan capital Kabul. And first leg of Khelo India Winter Games 2026 to begin today at Leh in Ladakh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.